another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Quizitystank.com.
I'm Pete. Over there is the Brent.
Hi, friends.
Okay, everybody.
I want everyone to have a great day.
Let's go for it. We have a contest going on right now on TwinCitiesTank.com. We don't have very many people signed up. We're giving away an iTunes gift card, $50 worth of an iTunes gift card. You should go to TwinCitiesTank.com, and the first post on the page will bring you to a link that will give you instructions on how to sign up. It's very easy. Just go to TwinCitiesTank.com.
Just like sign it. The fuck up.
Just click on it, and
you're gonna lose anyway. It's like everything else you ever
just
did. You're gonna fucking lose.
5 minutes to lose at life.
Yeah, it's free to lose. No, you have to pay to lose.
God damn
like
it!
Like your parents did.
Look, everybody, just go ahead and lose. But one of the points I kind of want to make about the iTunes gift card, something that Brent brought up a little earlier. iTunes doesn't just have music.
What else they got?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Brent.
I'll set you up.
The reason that we were kind of thinking about doing a comedy pack or a Best Buy gift card, but we wanted to give the choice to you, and we wanted to make it so that you didn't even have to leave your fucking bed.
Yeah.
iTunes has a lot of things. They have music. You can get your comedy CDs there. You can
get your... Eddie Brill CD. Does he have one?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Or Eddie Izzard. Or
Eddie Griffin.
Or Eddie Van
Eddie
Halen.
Murphy.
Eddie
Murphy.
Oh, there you go. Or Eddie Underpants.
Or Balthazar Getty.
Or Balthazar.
Star of Lord of the Flies.
Check this out. Bet you didn't know that they had episodes of TV shows. You can download a season of Mad Men.
Does that cost money?
Well, yeah, but that's why we're giving you the gift card.
Exactly. Get 50 of those.
50 episodes.
Get those assholes. I just made up that they're a dollar.
And then, you can also rent movies on there. I don't know. Whatever.
Just enter the fucking contest. You want to know why? Because it validates us to iTunes and to the people that are fucking paying for our goddamn show to be put on the air. So if you like this show, and I'm assuming you do because you're listening to my fat shit voice talk to you right now, just enter the goddamn contest. Send us your fucking name. We'll put it in a goddamn hat. We'll pee on the hat. We'll pick your name out. And you might win a fucking... might win a prize. I mean,
we'll,
you won't.
We'll announce your pee-covered name.
Just enter the fucking contest. Let's start the show.
Okay. You know what else you could get on iTunes? You could get Lucky Louie season.
It's not called that anymore, though.
Well, you can get that one.
Oh.
But you can also probably, I don't know. I don't know if you can get this. But anyways, Louis C.K. started a new show this week. And it's pretty awesome. Gotta say.
Yeah, it's we were waiting for, 4 months? The promos came out 4 months ago.
Me and you were waiting even longer than that because we knew about it way a long time ago. Because we're big Louis C.K. fans.
We're boyfriends.
Big fans of comedy, you and
but,
I.
No, the time has finally arrived. If you were a fan of Lucky Louie, which I think premiered in 2006, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's that long ago. It was just an amazing show.
That's when I lived with old man Billings.
Oh, my God. Now we're just anticating ourselves. No, if you like comedy, and I don't mean that in the broad sense where if you like comedy like, if you like Robin Williams talking about fucking jacking off a fucking stalk of corn for a minute. No, I'm talking about corn's coming stalks.
Well, in fairness, I think if you do like that, I think you would also like this show. And
no,
if you can like all kinds of comedies.
If you follow stand-up comedy, you know who Louis C.K. is, and you know that he's pretty much... taken over as the torchbearer for actual real dudes doing real comedy and doing it the right way. I digress. The show is actually his brainchild, and it's one of those things where you watch 10 seconds of it and you go, wow, this is something that's incredibly new and it's incredibly original. And the fact that that somebody of his talent and his... his intelligence finally got the reviews that had escaped him his whole life. This is the guy that wrote Pootie Tang, that you know, that helped write I Think I Love My Wife.
Well,
you know, won some
not,
shit here and there.
Let's not mention
well,
that.
Well, I'm just
one.
Talking. I'm discussing his critical failures.
Oh,
because the fact is that the when the reviews came out on Wednesday for the show that aired Tuesday night, it was pretty much straight A's across the board, and it's good because finally TV is becoming less stagnant, and that's a good thing because a lot of people don't have the time to go see comedy shows or even to really, you know, find out about good movies like Strange Wilderness, Pete.
Uh-huh.
But so the fact that a network like FX has the right idea. Instead of putting all their money into one pot with two or three different shows, they spread their money out to a number of different shows, and eventually they strike gold, like with Always Sunny and Archer and
Louis'
show.
They sort of let a show, they give it room to breathe a little
well,
bit.
Exactly.
They let it grow.
Yes, thank you. That's
doing
a wonderful point, is that a lot of these shows, you can't define a show in one season. I think Seinfeld was a fucking tanked its first two seasons, right? I don't watch that show, but I've heard things. But
well, that was season sucked.
Well, no, you have to let a show grow into what it's going to
become. George wasn't even a weirdo yet.
Son of a bitch, bastard George. You have to give a show wings and let it really come off of what it was. And Louis is one of those guys that's been around the block for so many fucking times with this, through pilot season and through the development stage and all this bullshit, that finally he just said, give me the money, I'll make the show, get out of my fucking hair. And that was the recipe. Let the genius do the work, and it's going to look like a fucking genius
right.
did the work.
I mean, let the people who are paid to be funny, and then keep your fucking paws off.
Well, exactly. And the thing they gave him the money to direct, edit, cast, and star and write in this show. And he, what did he do? He put his friends in, told stories about his life, about jokes that he wrote, and it's perfect.
It's real good.
No, it's,
anyways,
I mean,
not to hype it up too much.
No. I mean, I don't think you need to hype it up too much. I think,
but it is awesome.
I think anybody, if you have that thing where you like, If you're not afraid of comedy and you like a little bit of heart mixed in with it, I think you're gonna love it. So I would strongly recommend tuning into that show. I think it's 10 o'clock here on Tuesdays. It's fantastic, and if you know, don't like the word cunt, don't watch it.
And this kind of brings a weird aside that I'm gonna go on here. It's a thing I've been thinking
about
lately.
You deserve a weird aside.
That's yes. I think movies are just going to fucking die. I think TV is getting really good because I think people are realizing that if you just let creative people be creative and
sure.
And like the quality of television that's coming out now is so much better than it ever has been. I mean, it's obviously polarized because it's also as shitty as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you look at like summer movies, and all they fucking do is just remake fucking remake fucking 80s movies.
Right.
And then we're supposed to pay like $12 to go and sit next to some sweaty fat guy and watch something in 3D because I give a shit about 3D for some reason.
I think the film and television industry has finally picked up on the punk rock ethic of don't bore us, get to the chorus kind of thing, of where people don't, I mean yes, there are film buffs out there, and people want to go to the summer blockbuster movie, and they want to be wowed and blown away, and they want to see Avatar times 10, and woohoo. But also, when people, you know, when you're done having your fucking mind fished out of your asshole, you want some pathos to your fucking story, and you want to see an actual No, I don't want to romanticize it and say like you want to see some heart in a movie, but or a story. But you want to get to the people that are actually getting paid to do this shit. And I would much rather put my money. Not that I have to pay for TV. Well, I fucking do actually, $200 a month. But not that I have to pay Louis C.K. to entertain me. But I'd rather see him, a person that performs in front of 300 to many people a night, that knows people, that knows the business. And who his audience is, I'd rather see him entertain me than fucking dumb shit fucking Michael Bay try and wow me with another Transformers thing. I don't know. I think you're absolutely right. I think movies are going to peter out, and I think this summer is the beginning of the end for blockbuster movies. I'm dead serious.
I think the last few years have just been getting exponentially shitty, and I think it's just and maybe it's just because I'm getting older. I've just seen a lot of summer movies, but it's just I'm done with the fucking unoriginality of just movies. It's just all remakes. It's just all shitty redos and remakes, and there's not a fucking original thought that comes on fucking screen anymore.
And if you look at the TV shows that are big now, I mean, you're talking 30 Rock in The Office, small budget.
Or even, you know, all your fucking HBO shows.
All mine?
All your fucking HBOs!
Fuck me.
They're all way better than any fucking movie that's in the fucking theater right now.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, do you want to pump out $7.50 a showing for some shit movies, or do you want to actually pay the $12 a month for the HBO? And that's, I think, what it comes down to consumerism is, well, you know what? I'd rather watch this shit in the comfort of my own home, and I'd rather follow a show. And that's why, and I'm going to confess to something that a lot of people are like, but I fucking love Entourage. And the reason that I like Entourage is because it's a serialized show that I can fucking watch and follow. That's why I love Lost, and that's why I don't really like any other TV shows, is because it's something that...
I like a lot of TV shows.
Well, that's fine. But I'm just talking about the idea of a serialized program where you can actually follow something and be a dork and invest some time in it and actually enjoy it, as opposed to like, hey, how was the GoBots movie? Well, it was all right, but I... It's like, who gives a shit? I don't know.
It was nowhere near the Bill Cosby movie. Not with actual Bill Cosby. It was just based on the Bill Cosby show, you know, from the 80s.
It was
because
Ghost,
the 80s are big right now.
Ghost Dead 2.
Ghost Dead. Fuck you.
Well, I just think that people are maybe finally coming to a consensus on, wow, dudes being actually like honest in their comedy. Like, we don't want to see fucking, you know, King of Queens Part 2. Like, when people actually writing honest comedy maybe is the way to go. And maybe Louis will be canceled after 8 episodes. Maybe it'll go on for 10 seasons. Who knows? But seeing those first few episodes and seeing and knowing and having followed his career for a long time, and I've been a fan of his for, you know, almost 2 decades, going, this guy is something that, you know, finally getting his chance to make himself a public figure and doing it in a way that is so pure and so honest. Hey, I hope it fucking works out. If it doesn't, I'll still go see anything he does. He's awesome. The show is amazing. Check it out. I seriously recommend checking it out.
Speaking of pure and honest people, Christopher Hitchens is in the news.
Oh, boy. See, now we got to bring it down a notch. We're going to bum ourselves out.
Christopher Hitchens, he's a famous writer. A famous atheist has cancer.
Yeah, what do you mean,
because he's a big drunk. And smokes the cigarettes.
I mean, people get cancer all the time. I'm trying to rationalize this. The reason is because the reason that I'm having a tough time finding a way to rationalize this is because everybody goes, well, you know, things happen for a reason, and you know, karma eventually finds... No, fuck that shit. There's none of that shit. But, you know, somebody that's so inspirational and has been so positive and so inspiring for so many people, when they get, you know, get an illness like, you know, esophageal cancer, which is not a good sign, it tends to make you go, oh my God, what's the fucking point? Because of Christopher Hitchens, he's an author, he's a journalist.
No, he is, yeah.
He's one of the most cerebral and brilliant scholars that we've had that actually speaks truthfully and not just paid by the whatever magazine is paying him to write. He's one of those guys that actually is not speaking from a place of guesswork, who actually knows all this shit because he's experienced all of it.
He's super smart. He writes for Vanity Fair, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's done a lot of articles for a lot of freelance stuff. He's written a lot of books. He's covered topics from everything from the absolute see-through bullshit of Mother Teresa's garbage and Thomas Jefferson and His last book, God Is Not Great, discussed all the holes in organized religion. Everything doesn't matter. That's not his. He hasn't really picked one actual topic to define him. He's just a brilliant journalist and a really intelligent guy who happens to love the scotch.
He does.
And love the cigarettes, and apparently that's all caught up with him. And it's funny, the reason that it's ironic is that whenever any of these, you know, Christian groups decide to protest someone's funeral, or when your Matthew Shepherds die, or, you know, fucking anybody, name anybody else of gay or any sort of dissent that's died, these people like to protest it, and God damn it. And that's disgusting on a level that I can't even begin to find words for. But when it's somebody that's vehemently poked holes in their entire cloak of fucking immunity and they're all their dumb shit they believe in, they're going to re-crucify and re-burn his corpse for all the shit that he said about them, which, by the way, is true. So my hope is that he pulls through. Obviously, the world's a better place with Christopher Hitchens in it. But if he happens to succumb to esophageal cancer and all these fucking shithead Fred Phelps, fucking Westboro Baptist Church organizations, and all these people decide to protest his funeral, it's going to be fucking hilarious. Because if you are in some sort of extremist, fundamentalist Christian group and you want to protest Christopher Hitchens' funeral, all you'll be doing is making his point for him, and he'll be laughing to the fucking grave. And that's a win for him, right? 61 years old, he's too young to die of fucking cancer. If he's gonna die, it should be by a fucking assassin's bullet or something. But I'm assuming on what's his site? I believe it's Hitch Web or Hitch. I've been on it a million times.
Just go to Google.
Go to Google, look up Christopher Hitchens. He's got a site that keeps track of all of his shit from Vanity Fair, Salon.com, all of his shit that he writes for. Hopefully everything works out for him. Don't be frightened by his appearance. He is a disheveled, drunken, lovely man. And I urge you to pick up any of his... He's got a new book out called Hitch 22, which is basically all of his memoirs. Look up God Is Not Great and a bunch of his books that he's written that are, I don't want to say life-changing, but life-changing.
They're good. Let's go on here into a Fierro song. You've heard him on here before.
This is Berry Tree. It's the first song off of their last record.
I believe it was yesterday. I was called to the bathroom at the cemetery. Somebody didn't shit in the toilet. Somebody shat on the toilet. They shat on the walls. They shat on the floor. I had to clean it up, man. But before that, for about 10 to 15 seconds, man, I just stared at somebody's shit. To be totally honest with you, man, it was a really, really profound moment. Old, and in about 10 seconds, I gotta start cleaning up somebody's shit.
This is my
shit. Brent.
Hi, friends.
How was your weekend last week?
It was amazing. Best weekend of the year by far.
I should mention that this is a bit dated. There is a delay on the podcast about a week. So last weekend was Gay Pride.
Yeah, you can just say Pride.
Pride. It was Pride. Okay.
No, I'm just
there, I said it.
You. Jesus Christ.
I said the word gay.
No, this city in the summer is something to behold. It's something fucking magical that goes on in this city. There's so many great outdoor fests. As you know, all the Lynn Lake Block Party, fucking Taste of Minnesota, State Fair. What do you got?
Tater
you know,
Days.
Grand Old Days, Tater Days.
What does Egan
fuck
have?
That is Tater. I don't know.
Tater
but
Days is Brooklyn Park.
That sounds
there's
horrifying.
Whiz Bang Days. There's Duck Duck Days.
Eden Prairie had Schooner Days.
Strawberry Days. It was Scooter Days?
Schooner.
Schooner?
Like a sailboat.
It's Burns,
I don't know.
It's Burnsville. Earl Brown Days.
Whatever. Point being, Minneapolis has the best outdoor fest every year. And the cream of the crop always, every year, is always Pride, because it takes all of the great things about all those other fests, all of the friendship and the community and the good food and the fucking drinks and the fucking outdoors and everything, and eliminates all of the, I don't want to be an asshole, but all the fucking teenager riffraff elements of, no, you're here to cause trouble. Like, you don't have that shit, because, honestly,
dumb fucking teenagers.
Well, teenagers, really, I mean, let's be honest, are fucking worthless. if you kill yourself, if you're a teenager and you kill yourself, I get it.
Right.
You're fucking worthless.
Right.
If
right.
you survive teenager dumb and make it to adulthood, then
we
all you
just
do is
round up everybody at around 12,
yeah.
put them on an island until they're about 20.
25 should be the cutoff point. You can come back to society. If you can acclimate yourself back into society, yeah, you can stay. No, teenagers are
you get
worthless.
To pass a test, and
but
if not, you get thrown into the fucking ocean. Anyways.
But all of that shit is removed from Pride because it's so, it's a celebration of, it's not, I mean, it is, yes, it is gay pride, but the celebration is more based upon, I don't want to sound cheesy and say, like, togetherness and friendship, but it's more based upon the idea of actually people convening in one spot to enjoy each other's company, not be scared of each other. And so when I live in Loring Park, and I wouldn't ever want to live anywhere else in this whole city. I love this place so fucking much, and this place is notorious for gay activity, and people go, where do you live? I live in Loring Park. Oh, gays. And that's such a weird knee-jerk reaction from straight people about gay people. Yeah, and you're like, well, that's like saying, like, oh, there's a lot of left-handed guys over there. Like, yeah, people have, what, why are we even bringing this up? Why are we putting this? Like, I'm 29, if you are even in 10 years on either side of me, age-wise, and you still are finding it strange that people who are gay live amongst you, that's your problem. Like, that's a weird thing to want to know about. When it comes to heterosexual men's consorting with homosexual men, there's two main groups that they fall into. The one that is uncomfortable, so overcompensates for, that's kind of like, oh, I wish I was gay, so I don't have to deal with women. Like, women are crazy. Like, I wish I was a, I wish I, that is straight men being like, I don't, and they're obviously there, when you're not, and I feel blessed that I grew up as cultured as I did. I moved around a whole bunch.
Culture.
I learned that things were not always just, you know, the same everywhere you go. So I became, you know, conditioned to the idea of, like, hey, there's going to be people that are going to be different than you. That's fine, whatever. But I totally accept the fact that that doesn't exist everywhere. So if you have, like, a fear of gay culture, or you have, like, a fear of people that are different than you, that fear usually comes down to not being, like, I'm scared of them. But it comes down to, like, you don't know how you're going to act around them. And that's, I think, for a lot of people, what it comes down to is, like, am I gonna be uncomfortable? Am I going to be angry? Am I going to be mad? Am I going to like it? Who knows? Like, nothing scares a heterosexual man more than either being perceived as homophobic or being perceived as a sympathizer for gay people. So the other group is the people that go, like, man, they can do whatever they want to as long as they don't try and fuck me. And those are the people, like, there's so much narcissism built into that weird statement, like, dude, gay guys, they fuck other hot gay guys. Like, they don't fuck the runoff from straight people.
I
like,
love
they don't,
the mentality that just because they're gay makes them, like, extra
fucking
horny.
Yeah,
they're,
like, sexual
too.
Predators. They can't fucking control
like,
their
I'm
shit.
I'm gay because I'm also really horny. Right over here, you weird
spirit. Are you a
bastard.
Man? Are you a man? I want to put my... You know, like,
but are those tapered jeans? Holy shit, I'm
that,
hard.
Yeah, that whole, like... I don't know, man. Like, I mean, they can do whatever they want to. Just don't come near me. Like, no one's coming near you. Hey, if fat chicks aren't banging you, skinny white dudes don't want to bang you either. If you're not attractive to girls, guys don't want you either. Like, fucking, like, gay dudes don't just fucking, like, take the fucking, like, you know, C-squad from the straight group and go, eh, they'll do. No, they fuck other hot gay guys. And that's why it's fucking awesome for dudes like me who are so middle of the fucking road that it's like, you know what? I can actually talk to you as a guy, and if you want to fuck me, tell me. If you don't want to fuck me, that's great too. I don't care. Like,
wait,
I don't.
You
have...
want him to tell you?
Well, no. I
mean, where is that going to lead?
It's going to lead straight to where you and I are going to go here in a little bit. Blowjob town. But the whole thing is once you get past the idea that other people could possibly be gay in your society, you realize that, man. Like, I learned a long time ago, if you want to party, you could go to a rock and roll show. That might be fun. Go to a frat house. Kind of ironically gay. But if you want to really fucking party,
ironically gay,
go to a fucking where the gay people party, because they're the ones having the most fun. And that is why Pride is so goddamn fucking great, is because it's a celebration of not just being gay, and not just accepting people, and not just, you know,
okay,
overcoming, and not just liberation.
Quit screaming.
But actually,
what did you do at Pride?
But actually celebrating the idea of having fucking fun. But no, but to get down to it, what movie is this? Mr. Mom?
It probably is. One Good Cop.
To break it down, what goes on at Pride is basically you get some money and some time, and you just meet people, and you get fucking wasted.
Who'd you meet, Brent?
I met a man in a wheelchair who was there to see the transvestite band. They were playing a Lady Gaga song as I showed up. That was fun. I met a number of people with dogs because I love animals.
How many pairs of hot pants?
Tons. Tons.
Hot pants as far as the eye can see.
This is fucked up, and I'm going to bring it back to being a, you know, too bald fucking manly man. But there is something inherently hot about lesbians, and not the fact that they're fucking each other. I think it's the forbidden fruit Garden of Eden thing, where it's that thing that's so hot is, you know, they don't want to fuck you. But it's like, if you're a girl and you're kind of hot and you're putting on, like, pumps and fucking, you know, a little skort and, you know, a skin-tight shirt and makeup, fuck that nonsense. Literally put on a sports bra, a t-shirt, some fucking cargo pants, bust a sag a little bit. Something about that look, it's so fucking hot.
So you're going for, like, the military lesbo.
Kind of, but it's not like the butch thing at all. It's like the hot girls that are lesbians that are so fucking hot. That would be hot if they were straight anyway, but the fact that they don't like you makes you, your brain attacks that as like, oh, well, this is a challenge. And there's something about,
hey, you don't like me? Prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. It's like, you wouldn't eat my pussy, would you? I don't know. And like, that's what you're attracted to, is like that whole, like, wow. But the whole thing boils down to the fact that, like, at no point is anybody causing trouble. Nobody's bothering anybody. The only people that are bothering anybody at Pride is the Christians there to protest everyone having a wonderful time.
Hooray!
And that's what's so funny, is that when the Christians protest the abortion rallies, or they protest the, I don't know, what do they protest? People being electrocuted kind of shit, you know? All the dumb shit that they protest, everybody else fights back, and they go, well, no, this is, you're dumb. Well, no, you're dumb. When you protest Pride, and everyone's is in such a great mood, having a great time, everyone just goes, well, you're, okay. You're all going to hell. You're going to hell, boy. God can save you. All right, well, let me know when that happens, because I'm going to go get a fucking corn dog. I don't give a shit. And it's like, it's that apathy towards the unwarranted hate that's directed to gay people that you're just like, wow. And I realize it sounds crazy coming from us on this show who say fucking faggot all the time, and that's a completely separate thing, and it's completely...
Wait, us?
Well, me. But, I mean, it's such a good word, and it's used to emasculate really stupid straight people, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But at one point... Me, an avowed atheist, an avowed, you know, completely don't give any shit about any sort of supernatural shit. I don't care about souls. I don't care about any of your weird, you know, spiritual experiences. The closest thing I can have to relate to a transcendental? What is it? Transcendent experience would be me, Saturday night, shirtless, pouring rain, screaming along with 1,000 other people to the Village People in the Navy. That to me, I was literally getting goosebumps, being like, this is really what it's all about. And at that time, you know, the fireworks show was after that, and it was a nice fireworks show, and I looked around behind me, every side there was people hand in hand, arm in arm, smiling, having the best time of their life. And Ted looked over at me and said, how could you protest this? And something about that, it was just like, wow, like, you know, I don't want to keep bashing Christians because that's not the point of the show.
No,
but
you
like,
should.
But like, you know, these people have understanding, happiness, acceptance, togetherness, celebration, fun. We have all of our things, and you got a fucking book. It's like, enjoy your fucking book, take a walk, spew your vial and your garbage somewhere else, and let everybody else in this world that actually wants to enjoy their lifetime have a great time. Go back to fucking wherever you came from and let the people that actually understand life experience it. And fuck you. And if you can think of a better metaphor than thousands of people, arm in arm, happiness, staring at the sky at fireworks in awe for spirituality, that's what it is for me. And that's fucking perfect. And that's what Pride's all about. And the next day I got really drunk too. So.
Honk.
That's your response?
Yep, that's my response. I'm tired now.
Rock and roll radio. Let's go rock and roll radio. Let's go rock and roll radio.
Dance Off, Dance Off.
Yeah.
It was...
Who hosted that?
It was Stephanie from Full House.
Yeah, that's right. Who has gigantic cans now.
Does she?
Like, enormous.
She went all Soleil Moonfry on us?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And she also went all Soleil Meth Head on us, too.
Did she?
Oh, my God,
that's
yes.
righteous.
And she was out of her mind.
That's cool. Right, speaking of people on family TV shows, Amanda Bynes is retired now.
She retired from acting.
She retired from acting.
It's
and
a shitty day for show business right there.
It's a shitty day in Brent's planet because Amanda Bynes is one of your favorite actresses.
Absolutely. I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, I know you're not. That's what it's like. I remember seeing you posted that on Facebook or something, and I was like, wow, that's not good for Brent.
No, it's... I don't want to, you know, you can make your own decision on Amanda Bynes, but I generally find her genuinely hilarious.
And in what sense, though? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I think what it is we were talking before, and I think that when you watch family movies or like family television shows, the bar is lowered so insanely low. For comedy, you know,
uh-huh. right.
anything that's kind of funny is like if you watched Wild Hogs with your parents and somebody went, like you'd be like, oh, yeah. But oh, I mean, like her movies
all
are
all about context. It's context.
Her movies are obviously family comedies, but she's really funny in them. Like where you're like, wow, why
really,
aren't you
really what? Good timing?
She has good timing kind of and just a good comedic sense about her. I would just say watch. She's the Man and watch fucking Sydney White. They're good fucking
movies. What the
fuck movies.
Is She's the Man? Is that one? That's one of those...
Look, she's playing... She wants to play soccer. Got it?
Yes.
She goes to this school. Her brother enrolled in the school, but her brother runs off to England to tour with his rock band. So she dresses up like her brother.
Oh, okay.
So she can play on the soccer team.
Yeah, little tranny action.
Oh,
tying it all together.
God damn it.
Little tranny. This is sort of like Ladybugs.
It's kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Ladybugs.
Right. Everyone's favorite movie.
Ladybugs is the Mighty Ducks of soccer movies.
Ladybugs is the Mighty Ducks of She's the Man movies.
Ladybugs is the Mighty Ducks.
Now you'll
of She's
never
the Man.
See She's the Man 2.
No, you won't because she retired. At 24 years old, she said, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah, she'll
done.
Be back.
She
you know, she'll
no
be back.
Shit. But she told the Jews that run Hollywood to go fuck themselves for a year. And now she has to beg for their forgiveness. But now she said. When something's not fun, I don't do it anymore. And acting's not fun for me.
What do you think she's going to do?
I'm assuming what she's going to do, a lot of her time is going to be spent counting the tens of millions of dollars she's made in the last couple of years. And then she probably is going to finger blast herself and possibly have a cupcake and then probably go to bed.
That's a long... 10 years. Yeah, well, 10 years. That brings you up to your mid-30s.
You know what, though? She's 5 years younger than me. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Is this possible?
What? You want to...
She's not in the biz anymore. I'm not in the biz either.
Yeah? How hard would you dump your girlfriend for Amanda
Bynes?
Well, I
love my girlfriend dearly.
No, you would don't. I know you love your girlfriend dearly.
I love her more than anything in this whole world. But if Amanda Bynes wanted to date me, I would take my girlfriend to the top of the Sears Tower, and I would wear a shirt that says, my name is Brent Headkey with a date on it, and I would have 10,000 witnesses watch me shove my girlfriend to her own death just to the chance to go out for coffee with Amanda Bynes. That's
just
terrible.
For coffee.
I love my girlfriend. That's ridiculous.
Well, right, but you know, everybody's got to date Amanda Bynes somehow. And that circumstance came up.
What a treat.
Where she came up and said, look, Brent, I would love to date you.
But I'm a one-man kind of
girl.
But
you not only have to dump that girlfriend of yours.
You have to kill her.
You have to kill her.
I don't know.
Her.
I might look
not
at
Not only have to kill her.
But you have to kill her in public.
You have to kill
and
her.
And kill the fuck out of her. And she's like, I've listened to your show. I know you've thought about ways to kill your girlfriend.
Twin Cities Tank is my favorite podcast.
Can we endorse? Can we have Amanda Bynes? Now she's not in the business. She's going to endorse our podcast, right?
Yeah. Well, she's going to come on and do one of those. That's Amanda Bynes. And
that's not what she sounds like. How dare you?
Take podcast.
No, it sucks. Honestly, it's funny to be like, nah, I'm a grown man. I think she's funny. But I do think she's really funny, and I would like to see her actually grow into roles that aren't family comedies. Like we were saying, she's literally 3 years and about two films away from having like her serious fucking, breakout indie role, fucking Good Will Hunting style.
Where she pulls out them cans.
I don't know if she pulls them out, but yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Cans.
But she could pull them out. She could keep them in. Who knows? But she could act her ass off, and she's fucking
what
awesome.
What about pulling them out but have pasties on? Would that satiate your thirst for
no
Amanda Bynes boobs?
That would just look like two butt cheeks with fucking
with
pencils
stars in the middle.
Yeah. I can see that any day of the week.
Well, what about this? What if she quits acting now that she has quit acting?
Go ahead. And then
she hits rock bottom and goes into porn.
Then a lot of the things that I do in the afternoon will cease to exist, and I will just jack the fuck out of my dick off.
All right. You're okay with this then.
Yeah. I don't.
So
I'm not worried about her safety or anything. I just want to see
no,
her.
I know.
I don't want to see her on celluloid film.
What would the age cutoff be?
For her what? Jacking
for her off? To do porn.
49?
So up until 48, yeah. You'd like to see a 48-year-old Amanda Bynes.
You want to know why I want to see that?
Take a load to the face.
That means I'll be 53.
Right.
53-year-old guy jacking off to 49-year-old girl porn. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal now. I jack off to 23-year-olds all the time.
Yeah, but one's as talented as Amanda Bynes. No, that'd be
well,
like
you got
to
me
Picasso
there.
At this
They're
point.
More
like Galileo. Jesus. She's wonderful. She's a national treasure.
She's a national treasure.
Whatever. Just go watch She's the Man. You'll laugh. It's great.
Okay.
I don't care about movies anymore.
I'm not going to watch that, actually.
Will you please?
No. I'm actually...
How about now?
What's it going to take for you to stop asking me that?
Will you make out with me? If you make out with me, I'll ask you. I'll stop asking you to watch Amanda Bynes movies.
No.
This show sucks.
Let's play Grapefruit Diet by Weird Al Yankovic. How about that?
Who's that waddling down the street? It's just me, cause I love to eat fudge and Twinkies and deviled ham. Who's real flabby? Yes, I am. Every picture of me's gotta be an aerial view. Now my doctor tells me there's just one thing left to do. Grapefruit diet. Throw out the pizza and beer. Grapefruit diet. I get those jelly donuts out of here. Grapefruit diet. Might seem a little severe. Grapefruit diet. I'm getting tired of my big fat rear. Blow fatty! Well, I used to live on chocolate sauce. Made sumo wrestlers look like Kate Moss. Walked down an alley and I got stuck. I got more rolls than a pastry truck. When I'm all done eating, cheese nacho, stay away. Oh, I think I'd sell my soul for a triple patty melt. But I need a boomerang when I put on my belt.
tears. Grapefruit diet, until my big booty disappears. Grapefruit diet, I eat them till they're coming out of my ears. Grapefruit diet, 'cause I haven't seen my feet in years.
Taking care of bullshit. Bathroom etiquette.
Public bathroom etiquette.
Public bathroom etiquette.
I don't know how many bathrooms you should. All right. It's important that I preface that this is mostly office-based bathroom etiquette.
Office-based bathroom etiquette.
But it could apply to all public bathrooms. If you need to fart in the bathroom, don't show off. Make it silent. I don't need to hear it. If you need to shit in the bathroom, keep it to yourself. If you have to shit while I'm in the bathroom, if I'm washing my hands or making a piss, and you absolutely have to shit, if you can't hold it until I leave, everybody at this point knows how to control their butt cheeks audibly. Keep the sound down and keep the... I mean, there's no way to control the smell, but keep...
You don't want
to
hear the sound of farts.
It's not about farts. It's about the flapping of butt cheeks when poop is coming out of them.
Oh.
And there's something about...
What about the fart part?
There's something about successful businessmen, and I think it's an entitlement thing, where it's like, nah, I'm so goddamn successful that people will deal with whatever fucking butt noises I put out. And it only exists in like law firms and stuff like this, where you're like, wow, there's no way that, like I was saying, you could take the bums off of Skid Row and challenge them to a fuck off contest in a bathroom, and they would all fail miserably to fucking Leroy Shyster, the fucking lawyer. And, you know, I don't demand, like, everybody conform to my rules of bath. I get it, like, bathrooms are a sacred place where you just kind of, you go to let some farts out, that's fine. But, you know, the rules of the world don't stop once you got a fart. Like, you still, like, contain your fart, contain your shit. Like, you know, just wait till I leave or wait till I'm done. Don't fucking diarrhea your butthole into oblivion just because you won't, because you have to. And it's just a really weird thing. Like, you wouldn't just, like, if you were on the street, you wouldn't just barf in front of the Pope. You'd be like, oh, excuse me, sir.
I think all the shitting on religion that we do, your line is...
I know. That was a horrible, horrible example. But, like, you wouldn't just, you know, go up to the mayor and be like, excuse me, mayor, I want to jack off into your pocket. You wouldn't do that. But people, something about successful businessmen grants them the right to act like you... They would go into the Smithsonian or the Anne Frank Museum and just fucking shit into their hand and throw it on the wall and be like, yeah, I'm going to go deal with this case. Like, you can't just, like, defile public property and stink up a bathroom and it's just something that's so deeply fearful to me is pooping, and they just make a mockery of it.
So is your issue more with just people farting in the bathroom, or is it just these? You think these guys feel so entitled?
That's what it is.
That they can just do whatever the fuck they want, and they can just wipe their ass on your face.
It's a mix of the fact that I would never do that to them, Like, if somebody, if I had to shit and somebody was in the bathroom,
I would definitely do that to other people.
I know you would. I'm talking about me, a polite, respectable adult. That I would, if I was sitting on the...
Wait a minute. What? I'm polite. That's why I go to the bathroom to fart.
I like you. Do you like me?
Yeah.
If I was sitting on the crapper and I absolutely, I was going to just lose my, the mustard plug in my ass. If I had to shit, I would try and wait till somebody left so I could just, you know, do it in peace and not infringe upon anybody else's, you know, olfactory rights. You know, just because it's a bathroom doesn't mean you got to fucking put poop everywhere. But something about adult males in the bathroom is like all bets are off. It's like Skid Row. It's crazy where to the point where you don't know if... You know, fucking Gigi Allen's in there, or if it's the guy that runs Coca-Cola. You don't fucking know because they have the same fucking manners. They'll shit on whatever. You're like, wow, man. Like, I'm standing right here. Like, I'm standing here washing my hands, and you just fucking let out a 10-gallon fart. Like, that's...
Well, yeah. I have sort of the opposite point of view. I think the bathroom is for shitting. So I go to the bathroom and I shit and I fart.
That's like me saying,
and I go to work.
That's like me saying the toilet is for puking. No, it's for peeing
it
in. Not at work.
Yes,
it's
it
a
is.
Fucking place of business.
That's what it's for. And yeah, if you need to slack off, you need to go sit on the toilet for a while.
All right. I mean, I hear you. I'll give it to you. But like, there's a way to shit right. There's a way to shit like a fucking man without bugging everybody, without everyone. My big fear, and I'll tell you where this came from. I'll tell you a quick story where my latest, you know, I have a poop phobia about public places, and I'll tell you quickly where it came from.
See where this is starting.
What's that?
See why you feel this way now. You got a poop phobia.
Well, I have a poop phobia for sure.
Let's dig
deep. I've always had it.
You lay down on the couch like I'm Sigmund Freud or something.
I feel like you're going to probably suck my dick then.
Well, who says I'm not?
Can you?
No.
Is the like about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we played South by Southwest and we were coming back and we stopped at a bathroom to shit. Or no, stopped at a gas station to gas up, and then I was like, well, I'm gonna shit. And I went into the bathroom to shit, and it was one of those, like, one stall, one urinal, one sink kind of deals.
One stall.
One sink. Okay, we all get what's going on here. And, how dare you? And I was like, well, it's 5 a.m, we're in fucking Odessa, Texas. Who gives a shit? It's a come and go in the middle of nowhere. Thinking I was safe to take a dump by myself and just fucking space out and take my shit. And I get like about one turd into a 24 turd dump, and the door opens and it's like a harem of people and footsteps. And I realize that
would you call it a parade?
It's bordering on parade, maybe a band. And it's a mom and her 3 kids. In the men's fucking bathroom where I'm pooping.
Well, that's good.
No, because I hear the one kid, like the one kid's having like shit panic. He's going like, "Mom, I gotta go," and the mom's like, "Well, just wait till this man's done." I'm this man, by the way, and so this family is waiting for me to get done putting poop into the toilet. And at this point, my butt said, no thanks, and just fucking tapered shut.
See, in that situation, I wish that I would be able to grow a third or fourth asshole in addition to my second asshole. And just be like, all right.
I have that gene, man. I can't
now
do
it. Now I'm just going to let these fucking people have it. Because, see, in that situation, I would feel like I should turn into that asshole businessman. Because these people outside the stall are being assholes, and I'm going to go.
You're failing to mention that one of them is a
people.
She.
Well, yeah.
In the heat.
Even more so. Like, you wanna fuck with the big boys? This is where the real shit happens. In the men's room.
I show off in different ways. But, no, so I'm like, I'm trapped in this stall. And I still got a wipe, by the way. And this is, here, this is what the bathroom sounds like, by the way. Nothing. There's nothing going on. It's just me pooping, 3 toddlers and a mom. So when I go to wipe my butt, it sounds like this. The last thing I want to do is a silent wiping contest in this fucking stall with myself. So I'm like, so I just get up and go. I'm like, you know what? Pooping in public is fucking... That's not going to work for me. And it just shoved me back into the dark ages. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. Some people that
what
can do it,
in the
like
woods?
Apparently you're so... Well, when we camped last time, I pooped my fucking ass off in the woods.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one of those boxes.
Yeah. You and I went camping in with our girlfriends, and I pooped my fucking balls out. And that was fine, because nobody was fucking banging on the door trying to get in.
What about a bear? Would you poop in front of a bear?
I'd poop on a bear. I'd poop in a bear if I had to.
just stuff your asshole right up to his nose.
I just think right that there's a code that should be followed of like, look, here's the code. We all understand that poop is gross. Let's mitigate the grossness of pooping by holding back on the sounds and, if it's possible, waiting until somebody else leaves the bathroom to do it. It would make the world a better place.
Or you can go to another floor in your building.
Sure, yeah. But if people walk into that floor, still. Like, if you have to go...
yeah, but I don't know those people.
And then they go... Boop. That's the door closing. Boop. So you just go... Yeah, shit away, man. Go for it. But if it's like...
No, I just...
Do you ever do the shoe thing? Do you do the shoe thing?
No, what's that?
When you're pooping?
What's that?
Or if someone poops next to you, look at their shoes so you can see who it is and match up the shoes later?
Yeah,
kinda maybe. It's kind of like a thumbs up, 7-up when you're a kid.
Here's what I do. I will never leave that stall until the other person is gone, though.
Well, see, that's what I thought. And then I got waited out. Like, about 5 weeks ago, I got waited out. I was sitting there on... HockeyDigest.com on my phone, which doesn't work that well on the 35th floor of the fucking... By myself, sitting there, I'm like, oh, he'll leave soon. He'll be gone. 20 minutes.
What was he doing?
Reading the paper? I don't know.
He was standing there reading the paper?
No, shitting next to me.
Oh okay. So but it wasn't like you... Okay. See, in that case, I would have just wiped quick, darted the fuck out of
there. I played
the
shoe game.
Yeah, he played the shoe game.
I saw his shoes and I tried to...
So many games in the bathroom.
I walked around the office trying to match up his shoes later. And you know what? That's the thing is because I'm really pee shy too. So when I piss, I always figure... when people come into the bathroom to piss, I'm assuming they're going like this. This is my... In their head, they're going, well, I got to pee now. But in my head, if it's like a pee trough and I'm trying to piss, they go, this is what I think they're thinking is... Fucking dude can't even pee. Unbelievable. And then if I do pee, if I pull off a miracle and I piss, and he goes, guy's one of us, man. That's what I think. Like, my brain just goes to these crazy places.
This club going on.
Yeah.
The only time I get pee shy is at the Metrodome. Which
yeah.
Do you pee at Grumpy's?
Do you pee at Grumpy's downtown?
Yeah. But I just sort of stand in the corner. See, there it's not as big a deal because it's not as busy as like a Metrodome urination.
Right.
Where the trough is like 8 miles long and you're shoulder to shoulder to somebody else. And
but
you're like,
40 dudes pissing.
Let's get this over with.
40 dudes pissing into a trough is less uncomfortable than just 2 dudes pissing into a trough.
I disagree. But I guess we'll agree to disagree.
Can I pee on your face?
No, you cannot.
I like you.
I do not. Enjoy the urine on the face or the poop in the mouth or any of those other weird sex things. I just want to poop and pee and be happy.
All right. Is there any way you can do that silently without me hearing about it?
Well, maybe the pee. I don't know. No, there's not.
I just think we should all accept the fact that this is awful. The smells that we make are awful.
I'm not saying it's a walk in the park.
But the sounds...
Hard fact of life.
The sounds that we make and the smells that we make are awful. Let's try and mitigate the fucking casualties created by these smells and have a great time together. And also, don't fart while you're peeing. Too much.
You can't hold in a fart while you're peeing. You know that.
Too much shit going on. I feel like your dick's going to explode.
Where?
If you fart while you pee, I can't guarantee that your dick's not going
to
explode.
Have you ever tried to hold in a fart while you're peeing?
Take off the while you're peeing of that, and the answer is still no. Of course not.
Wait, what? So
never
why
hold
are you telling people not to fart while they pee?
If you need to fart so bad that you have to fucking rock the four walls of the bathroom that I'm pooping in or peeing in, just literally clench your cheeks for... 13 more seconds.
Yeah, but you clench the cheeks and then the pee stops. That's what I'm saying.
if you don't know how to make this into this, you're not an adult. You're done.
I just don't care.
I know you don't care, but I do care. So I don't want to hear your dumb farts.
No, you
I
do.
I like your farts.
It doesn't matter.
But I don't want to hear you're fucking gonna... Tom, owner of business corporations, farts. I don't care. It's just, ugh.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up, dude.
All right, dog.
Let's.
This has been fun.
Okay.
Seriously, enter the fucking contest.
Yeah, do it.
$50 iTunes gift card for fucking free.
Get your favorite Dane Cook and Paul F. Tompkins records.
You can also get your favorite Earthquake records or your favorite Bruce records if you're into black comedy.
You could find wrestling theme songs, probably.
Can have the Big Boss Man can come over and massage your raccoon. You're dead to me, Mexico. Have like, you know, a